Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy, the podcast. And I'm here today with the homie, Jonathan Ziptie.
How you doing?
He is a prop maker, YouTubist, and just a dope fucking person. Like, I just,
Aww, thank you.
I love you.
I feel loved
that
now.
That was heartfelt.
It was.
Yeah, you're dope. Do you not think you're dope?
Not at all.
Oh, God.
I'm one of those that apparently I do amazing things, but then I see all the crap in them. So.
Oh, you're a perfectionist.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'll go with that.
So he has made me some props. And so this was my fault because I forgot to tell him to bring props.
Yeah.
So we're going to actually have him back again, but he drove a long ass way, so we're going to have him now. Mm. So he made me my Marceline that I'm going to be doing the Adventure Time cosplay for. And he also brought a piece of a cosplay that I'll be working on, which I feel like I can go ahead and announce now. So I'm going to do, because this has been requested by people, a Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim cosplay. And he's working on the hammer. So will you please hand me that, good sir?
It's not much. It's just a piece.
But I like for people to see, like people see the props when they're done, but they don't see, like, it started from this. Like, this is literally, what is this?
This is actually the profile of the hammer itself. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much going to be like this three-dimensional with an LED on there. Because if I remember from the movie, it like glows and shit.
Yeah, it was like blue on the
yeah.
edges.
I'm trying to figure out that part. As soon as I do, we're going to get that all taken care of. And even Addie wants to actually take care of the LED work, which
I'm
a little scared of. But, you know, she says she can do it.
So. I have faith. So this is what, just foam?
It's just regular foam, EVA foam. Like, you go to like a Walmart or Harbor Freight like that, you get the mats that you put down for working out or working your workshop. This is literally all this is. Hmm. And with love and care, it'll become a hammer for you.
So how long does it usually take? Okay, so for something like this, because I'll post a picture of it or something like this, so people that don't know the hammer, but the hammer is pretty big, and I'm tall, so you want the hammer. The hammer's going to be like, so how many feet is that? I don't know, man.
Well, see, I brought my tape measure just for that moment, because like I came here for a podcast. So I was doing audio. I didn't know I was doing video, so I brought the thing with me to measure it. And we can do that later to figure out how tall it's going to be. But I'm going to guess you like, what, 5'8", 5'9"?
5'9 and a half-ish.
It's probably going to be somewhere around 4 feet, maybe.
Okay.
4.5. I'm not quite sure.
So to make a 4-foot hammer with LED and all the stuff that you need to do on it, including paint and all that stuff, how long does it usually take?
Now, is it if I'm doing it like all day or I'm like spreading it out
I'm
lazy?
Like if you just bunch the hours together.
That'll take me around maybe 6, maybe 8. If I actually, like, sit down and do everything, if I have everything at once, if I do everything perfect, which I never do.
Gotcha.
Because trust me, this is probably going to be, like, version 1 of, like, version 6 by the time you get it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a problem for me.
Is that a general thing you think with, like, people that make props?
I think so. A lot of times, especially if something that you don't know what you're making, you're going to experiment with it first to see, oh, this work, does this work, does this not work, and then just fix it from there. I even got better foam for this, too.
Like,
cool. This is just crap foam you can get from anywhere. You see all the holes and stuff in it. That one's going to have solid foam. It's going to be solid thing. It's going to be really good. And I hope it works out well. And if not, I'm going to have to, you know, buy more. Because that's what the main problem is going to be with me making any kind of props. It's like materials is always a problem. Because I got to experiment. Experiment, I fail. I can't save it. So, new material. And it's just an endless circle.
Cycle of fucking up. But that's what that is.
With no money.
Oh, God. Ooh, my heart.
Yeah.
You have it soon. I got you. So what's the longest amount of time, collectively, that you spent on a prop?
Okay, on completed or not completed?
Both.
Completed, I made the Garnet Gauntlets from Steven Universe for Addie. Like, she wanted to cosplay her so long, and it's like, okay, well, I'll do that. I can't let you cosplay by yourself, so I went as Purple Puma, which is another person. But those gauntlets, I went through, I went, like, 8 variations of them. 2 of them got destroyed because my stepdad tied it to cut the lawn while the paint was drying, so it was nothing but just grass all over it. Not upset by that at all. But we finally finished that out, and she, like, we went to that con, everyone stopped her every couple of seconds, and she hated it, she liked it, she was a little bit of both things for her. One I haven't completed.
How long did those take?
Those two?
If you think you add the time.
Shit.
Damn. That's how you know it's a long time.
About 4 months?
What?
4 months? 4 months. Ooh. Because, you know, broke. And as soon as something doesn't work and I have to start over again, it's like, well, I get new material. Got to wait till paycheck. 2 weeks later. It works. Oh, look, my dad destroyed it.
Ah.
2 more weeks now. Just constantly
that. Doing that.
The one that I have not finished, but I'm still working on, it's going on about, what year is it?
2019?
Uh-huh. Been about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, my, what is it?
A Buster Sword.
Really?
Yeah, because when I first did it, I didn't know what the fuck I was getting into. Because it was the biggest thing I've ever made in my entire life, and I didn't have the right material for it. I just kept trying to, like, find shortcuts to make it work. And then I lost my job. So then I didn't have the money to make it work anymore. So I told the guys, like, listen, I know you paid me for it, and I know this and all that, but, like, I have no job. I have to focus on other things to get work. So can you just give me a second? And he was really cool about it. Said, dude, I don't care if it takes, like, 3 years. I don't care if it's, like, 3 months. Just get it done whenever you can. Love him for that. Now I'm in a better place. I'm actually starting to work on it now, and it's in its, you know, smaller stages, but it's getting there.
So now at this point, you know how to do it. And you
yes.
So how long you been doing it?
About 6 years, maybe 7. So. All for fun, honestly speaking. I didn't get really into people paying me for things until about maybe, 4 years ago.
Anime!
Yeah, let's do something happy. All this
is militant. Anime happy?
I mean, depending on what anime you're watching.
What's the last happy anime? What's the happy anime?
Happy.
Nope.
Yeah. Give me a second here, goddamn. Flying Witch.
Haven't seen it.
It's actually a really good slice of life one, which is...
Okay, I like... slice of life ones are happy ones. Yeah. Okay, what's that one about?
Essentially, girl ends up being a witch, and she has to be transferred to a certain town to just sit there and learn shit. And she just lives her life around people and does magic every now and then, but it's more about her just acclimating to everything that's around there.
So, like, Kiki's Delivery Service?
Essentially.
Okay.
And less magic, and she actually gets to learn some stuff from her sister and shit like that.
Okay, yeah, Kiki didn't really...
Kiki did a little bit of magic, but...
Well, she didn't really learn shit. It was like...
She learned the power of friendship.
Fuck that shit. Tired of people learning friendship. Well, it's a strong tool if you use it.
Or love. Power of love, because she ended up with that little boy in the end.
Did they end up together? Did it?
I think they did.
With his lame ass, high ass pants.
He made a flying bike. Leave the boy alone.
He was dope, but he was whacked in a motherfucker. At the same time. I saw, have you seen Mary and the Witch's Flower on Netflix? I was very disappointed.
Yes,
it was so pretty.
I was like, hold up, Studio Ghibli? What's going
on? It was one of the dudes from there,
is
right?
Is it Ghibli? What's
Ghibli?
You Ghibli?
I thought it was Ghibli.
I go Ghibli, but I'll go for you since it's your show. Ghibli.
I don't know.
I'll go for your show, it's your show. Ghibli.
I want to know. I was asking you which one it was.
I'm asking you first. Damn.
Want me to look it up?
No,
I'll look it up later. We're going to just say Ghibli, Ghibli.
Yeah, no, me and Addie both started and said, hold up, we got to make a night out of this. We sat down. Burned up. And we watched it. It was like, this is really mediocre.
It was so, that's the perfect word. It was but it was so beautiful. I was like, uh-oh. And I hate that she didn't keep the powers at the end. Now, I think that's what disappointed me. It was like, I don't need these powers. I have friendship.
I love the powers. Like, yeah. I can have powers and the friends.
Like, if you have the powers, you'll have more friends. Like, who do you talk to? Who doesn't want to be friends with a motherfucker that can make shit?
Speaking of mediocre, Cannon Busters. You know anything? Have you seen that yet?
I have not, because, like, when I have to watch anime, like, watch it, I don't like to listen to it in the background. You know what I'm saying? When I'm doing shit, and I haven't had a free night to watch anything. So
she busy.
I don't... It's cool, but it's not. I want to watch. I want... time. It's not good. I've heard.
Let's play this.
Both.
Let's play this. When it comes down to it, if you take out the whole it's run by black people, it's a number of black people,
which is dope.
It's just a regular generic anime.
The story itself?
Yeah. It's a really basic one, but honestly, the designs of the characters, some of the storylines is actually not bad, and just honestly, just seeing an anime that is just it's inherently just black. Like, the music is black, the way people talk.
Doesn't have a fade?
Here's like a fro.
A fro, like, with some shit.
Mm-hmm. The only problem I had is that, you know, during the promotional art, everyone was a lot darker. But then as soon as it came out, I was like, huh.
Why do they do that?
Like, high yellow now. That don't make no sense.
He was dark. He was dark in the ads. I hate when they do that. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Now I'm sad.
But we got like 6 episodes into it. Mm-hmm. I want to finish it. Addie's done with it because, like, she's when it comes to anime, she has a very high.
She's like, oh, this is. Yeah. See, like me, I have to finish it. Mm-hmm. Like, if I start it, I want to finish it, even if it sucks, because mm-hmm. I need to see how it ends.
Yeah,
now I'm in this bitch. I want to see how it ends. What so like you're watching Dr. Stone, right?
Yes. I've read it more, so okay. I'm way ahead of you right now.
So, don't tell me.
Not going to tell you anything. I'll tell you right now, it's good.
It's so good.
The story is
like,
really
because
good.
Because I like alchemy. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you used to play the game Alchemy on your phone, where you put the elements together and you make, so just my lame ass. I don't know why I felt like you did.
You're not lame, you're just lame. Odd.
Odd is such a nice word. It's a game where it starts with the four elements. Mm-hmm. Was it four elements? It was, earth, fire, water, air. Yeah. And you start putting the elements together, mm-hmm. and it makes different.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, it's a really fun mm-hmm. game, but I've always been interested in, like, science and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that show is so, I guess, intriguing to mm-hmm. me, because they actually, they use actual science.
I love how they actually roadmap everything out. It's like, hey, you need this, this, and this. Well, this needs to come from these two things. Like, I love that.
That's so great. And like, I learned.
Because when the world ends, we can just go to the manga and say, I need to make this.
That's right there. Checking
this chapter
it
and this
off.
One taught me how to make an engine. So I'm going to make this engine
that's
right
so,
now.
It's so it's so great. Yes. And the character, and I love how, like, so the episode, I'm trying to remember the last episode I saw. Mm-hmm. But, like, the episode where they separated, that's the part that I'm at with. It's really early. Remember when, like, they had beat, I can't remember the guy, the main.
Tsukasa, okay, I know what you're
talking about. Yeah, when they were separated, but him and his friend separated. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're like, okay, you got to go infiltrate what mm-hmm. he's doing, and I'm going to go here, and that's when he finds that village of mm-hmm. the other people. But so, like, I love that they did that. Like, mm-hmm. I love, because now there's more stories that you can tell with them separate, and just, it's just so good.
I'm going to give you a small little thing right now. That village is going to make you feel in a few episodes once you find out, like, the name of it and mm-hmm. everything else.
I'm
like,
I'm going to cry.
You probably will cry.
Thank you for telling me now. Cause like
just to prepare you for
that,
it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Thank you. That was a legit thank you, because nobody told me about fucking Hunter. It's Hunter X. I call it Hunter X Hunter. Nobody told me I was gonna fucking cry for 3 weeks.
I haven't gotten far in Hunter. I've tried.
Okay, I'm not gonna ruin it.
I've tried. No, trust me. The internet has ruined everything for me. I know everything's gonna happen.
But
that's
just you
would
still cry it. Though. No, like if you watch it. No, where are you at?
They're at the tower place.
No, that's fuck all that.
And they're just learning nin, so.
No, okay, so, like, the first, all of that is to prep you for the shit that's gonna happen.
I figured.
But, like, no, when it happens, mm-hmm. it happens. Because at first I was just kind of watching it, and like, mm-hmm. oh, this is good, this is cute. And then I kept watching it, and I was like, oh my God. Like, it's literally, like, within, like, two episodes, like, when something happens, mm-hmm. within those next, like, two episodes, you're like, what the fuck? And then you keep watching it, and it's, like, that specific arc is so long and mm-hmm. so much shit happens in that arc that you forget mm-hmm. what happened at the beginning. Because, like, literally you're like, what the fuck? And then the end, how it ends, like, it was so bad. At this point, I was working at, because sometimes I'll get, like, little side jobs to save up some more money. Mm-hmm. And so I was working at this, like, corporate office doing, like, some of the graphic design on the side. But I was in my office and I was just like, what the fuck is this? And I just started crying. I'm literally crying. I had to stop and sit the fuck back because it was that, and I could not watch the next episode for 3 weeks. I had to
The anime that I can't watch in the house right now because it'll make her cry is Your Lie in April. I'm trying to finish it. I know it's sad, but I can't get to the end because I need to find a place to when she's not paying attention and I can watch it
and go watch it
so she doesn't cry.
It's so sad.
And I will get it to Hunter. I will try to because, like, I'm in One Piece. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's
so if I can get past all the bullcrap and get to the good part of One Piece, I can do that for Hunter. It's just hard.
I'm telling you, once it gets there, you're going to be like, you're going to call me one day and be like, you were right.
Okay.
This was dope.
So I'll hold you to that.
We're wrapping up, and I'm sad because this was actually fun. You know, like, talking about anime and shit like that. And you're dope. We're going to have you back because I want people to see what goes into that shit, because people go to cons and they see cosplays and a lot of people buy their shit online. I buy some shit online too, you know what I'm saying? So I know when you're buying that shit online, you don't understand how much work goes into these people that make all this stuff. So I'd like you to bring some props in and like show us how to make something.
Okay.
Or just kind of show us some shit.
Sure.
That'd be dope. So we definitely want to have Mr. Jonathan Zip Tie.
Are you burping yet?
It's stuck. Can you burp me? Oh, it came out. Thank you. Oh, God. Shit. It was stuck. Huh? Burping me? Right? Yeah, it was stuck. Oh, the nurse came out. She's like, what's happening? Stat, where we going?
Can you breathe?
Yeah, now the burp was stuck in me like a toddler. And that concludes this episode of Bedtime Bitchin with Roxy. Thank you so much for coming through. Check out all his stuff and check me out. I'm on everything except for Instagram because they deleted my shit.
Free Roxy.
Man, free. Thank you, man. Free me. I deserve freedom.
Stop posting all those memes.
I wasn't even posting. I was posting. They were memes of me. It was me in the memes. They deleted meme pages, but they were mine. They were pictures of me. What the fuck?
Wrap this up, girl.
Oh. Thank you for joining Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy. Come back whenever I post another episode. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.